The state's private nonprofit economic development agency, Jobs Ohio, was created last year, but it has yet to hit a critical milestone, the transfer of the state's liquor profits in a 25-year, $1.4 billion deal. That deal has finally been worked out, and in a conference call with reporters, Jobs Ohio President Mark Kwame says he and State Budget Director Tim Keene have signed it. Only one more signature was needed.
However, Director of Commerce David Goodman declined to sign the agreement.
And Kwame says that means one state agency will go to court against another.
As a result of his decision, Jobs Ohio has filed a mandamus action with the Ohio Supreme Court, asking it to compel Director Goodman to sign the agreement.
And seemingly amazingly, David Goodman was also on the conference call to explain why he refused to sign.
When Governor Kasich selected me for this position, I took an oath to uphold the Constitution of the state of Ohio. Constitutional concerns have been raised regarding the creation of Jobs Ohio and the details of this transaction.
However, Goodman said he's confident that Jobs Ohio, a key program for Governor John Kasich, is constitutional. So this isn't a story of a state official going rogue. Jobs Ohio Managing Director John Miner said it's actually a chance for the Kasich administration to ask the Ohio Supreme Court whether Jobs Ohio stands up to constitutional scrutiny.
Basically, this is a legal avenue that we have decided to utilize in order to give the court an opportunity to review the merits of the legal issues.
So this order could force the court to rule on the issue of constitutionality. But there's already a lawsuit challenging that, filed by the Democrat and union-backed group Progress Ohio. That suit has been tossed from a county court and an appeals court on the grounds that Progress Ohio has no standing to sue over the constitutionality of Jobs Ohio. Brian Rothenberg is the executive director of Progress Ohio.
You know, these are the same people that didn't want any court to rule on the constitutionality of it. So it kind of sounds like forum shopping because they know the partisan makeup of the court.
Goodman said on the conference call that he agrees with the lower courts and that Progress Ohio has no standing, so he doesn't think that suit will go forward in the Ohio Supreme Court. But there's another party involved in the Progress Ohio suit. The Tea Party-backed 1851 Center for Constitutional Law is helping Progress Ohio with its argument on standing. But it also has concerns about the constitutionality of Jobs Ohio. Maurice Thompson is the executive director of the 1851 Center, and he casts doubt on the state's lawsuit.
This is basically sham litigation for the purpose of getting the Supreme Court to declare Jobs Ohio constitutional, and the case really should be thrown out. It doesn't belong in the Ohio Supreme Court. It's very difficult to go directly to the Ohio Supreme Court on anything other than an elections case.
While Rothenberg says he'd welcome the court's decision on whether Jobs Ohio is constitutional, he also worries that if the court hears this action from Jobs Ohio against the Commerce Director, it won't decide if Progress Ohio has standing to sue over Jobs Ohio, which he says needs to be decided. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.